That, there was no way my well-trained, high-class soldiers could lose. After that, there were some long firefights and chases. In other words, tons of fun before the bloody battle ended in our unconditional victory. Shivering from the cold in my apartment, I turned the knob on the radiator slightly and went back to my computer. The enemy station had already been taken over by our alliance. Huge transport ships were hauling in everything our alliance's military and industry would need for our new home. Our boys had already finished looting the wreckage of the enemy ships, and were preparing to overtake the reserve combat ships from the intermediary station all on their own. An atmosphere of unrestrained joy and celebration reigned in game chats. Dozens of unread private messages and chat invitations flashed on my screen. I immediately turned them all down because I was too tired and not in a mood to explain myself to anyone. I was just skimming the first line of the messages, not making a special effort to read them any further. There were people thanking me for a job well done and others wondering how long it would take them to get compensation for lost ships. Allies were congratulating me on the victory and tactfully reminding me about my earlier promise to give them half of the captured territory. Enemies were threatening to get revenge and take back their lost station. Some of them were even sputtering silly threats that they would find my IP address, find me in real life and break my arms and legs, but there weren't many of them. I even came across enemies who expressed their admiration of the operation in broken Russian or English. Basically, just like usual. I was on the verge of deleting all unread messages without even looking at them, but one message just kept calling my attention. It was from a player I didn't know by the name Space_General123. Much to my surprise, he wrote in perfect Russian. "Great job. Congratulations. I was listening in on your voice chat and watched the whole battle from the sidelines start to finish. It was a very precise operation. I especially like that fake panic you created. Really believable. I'm sure the enemy spies bought it. But enough empty words, let's get down to business. I have an offer that you might find interesting. There's a job that you fit the profile for. A big alliance needs an experienced fleet commander. You'll be paid entirely in real money, no virtual bites. Let me know if you're interested." My hand froze on the mouse button as I sat there, not deleting the message. A big military alliance? And also, is it a Russian-speaking game, or at least one with a lot of Russian-speaking players? I considered it seriously. I was pretty sure I knew all the more or less serious alliances in the game. There really were quite a few Russian alliances out there. Well, to be more accurate, mixed Slavic alliances, including the one I was in then. There were three really serious ones, but none of them needed fleet commanders. Though there were rumors that the permanent leader and commander of one of the top alliances was about to get married or something, and quit computer games completely. But I had talked to him literally yesterday, and he had a ton of big plans, so he didn't really seem like a player playing their favorite online game for the last time. Plus, this weird guy, what was his name? Space_General123, wrote that he had been listening to our private voice channel. I looked at this mysterious character's information. A complete zero, made just 3 hours ago. Obviously, it was the alternate character of some other, much more experienced player who didn't want to reveal their identity. Nevertheless, he was listening in on our channel. That means he was either from our alliance or had somehow found out our secret password. In the first case, it would have meant that one of my thoroughly vetted people was working for the competition. In the second, it would have meant that one of our pilots had given top-secret information to a stranger. It's hard to even say what would have been worse. In any case, we'd have to root out a traitor in our ranks. So I sent a message back. It's hard to answer right away like this. It might be something I'd be interested in. It all depends on the conditions. Almost immediately, he sent me a voice chat invitation. I put on my headphones and got ready to listen carefully. I had an ear for voices. Ever since I was a child, I had been able to discern minute changes in a person's intonation and uncover tricks or bald-faced lies. Plus, I knew a lot of my team by voice and would have been able to pick them out, even if they were purposely disguising themselves. All the same, this guy's voice was new to me.